3-meter net. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater, and is also available via Echolink node 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet above sea level and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. The Blue Ridge 2-meter net thanks the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society for allowing us to host our net on their repeater. Again, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. For emergency traffic, are there any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR Net Control. Announcements or bulletins will now begin the roll call. Please remember this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, please... Oh, goodness gracious, sorry, I can't get my words out. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Looks like we have a few people taking advantage of our pre-check-in availability. I'd like to go ahead and recognize those stations first. First, we got Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie Mike, W4FCM. That's Fred over in Traveler's Rest. Fred brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Isla. That's November 4, India Echo India, N4IEI. And again, they're taking advantage of the pre-check-in available on the brars.cc website. Last one to do the pre-check-in that I had just before the net was Shane. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Hotel Yankee Charlie, KJ4HYC. So glad some folks are taking advantage of that. I know not every day everybody can make it into the net, so we do have that pre-check-in availability. If you go out to the brars.cc website, there should be a link for the net pre-check-in. It gives you the ability to check in prior to our net, but still be logged in for the actual net check-in portion of our net. So again, good way to make it. If you can't make it, I know, again, some folks are up early and to bed early. Don't necessarily stay up past 9 o'clock, and we'd love to get you checked in here and recognized on the net. So again, thanks for those folks taking advantage of that. All right, looks like all the pre-check-ins we had for the moment. And we'd also like to recognize any new hams to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. A lot of times new hams are a little timid on checking in, so we take a little break at the beginning of the net just to see if we can get some of our new hams to check in with us. So new hams only to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net wishing to check in, please call AK4HR Net Control. Any new hams at the moment, but again, just kind of to give them a little bit of a nudge to check in there. Again, sometimes they listen and don't quite understand the format of the net, so I'd like to give them a chance to check in. And if they have any questions or comments or questions about how to check in or when to check in, again, just leave that open for them at the beginning of our net. But sorry for that third-party traffic. Let me go stand by. Like have a section for them to be able to check in if they would like to. All right. Didn't sound like we have any new hams at the moment, so we'll go over to our Echolink nodes. Echolink nodes only. Wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
AK4HR, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, and Livingston, Texas. Be negative and negative. Listen.
Might be my Echolink, only Echolink node for the moment, but that's not a problem. Always good to hear from you, sir. Appreciate you taking the time while you're out there on the road to definitely check in with us. Always good to hear you're at least safe for the moment. But a lot of craziness going on out there. Definitely do what you can to keep yourself safe, sir, and come back and check in again tomorrow night. Definitely appreciate it and be safe out there. All right, looks like all of our Echolink nodes are acknowledged. So we'll now begin the RF portions of our check-ins for Saturday night. We'll begin with Alpha through Delta, A through D in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control.
AK4HR, Mike, please check in, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Sure. Evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right. 73.
Great charge. Mike, this is Kilo Delta 2 Bravo November Golf. KD2BNG, Glenn and Gray Court. Nothing really to say. Just check me in and out. Thanks. And say hi to the net.
HR. Whiskey 4, Bravo, Mike, Oscar. W4BMO, Paul in Fairplay. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, Bill in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
84HR. Kilo 4 Delta Bravo Sierra, Doug in Hartwell, Georgia.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Good start to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for Saturday night here at the end of May. But up first, I'd like to welcome Rick and his family. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. And Rick brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar. And Rick, always good to hear you. Appreciate you bringing Miss Lorena along. And also their daughter, Michelle. That's Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, KM4MOQ. Rick, always good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got David. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey, KO4AOW. And David, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we got Glenn, KD2BNG. And no problem, Glenn. No worries about the comments. Always good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in from Gray Court. And always good to hear you. Up next, we've got Paul. That's Whiskey 4 Bravo Mike Oscar, W4BMO. And Paul's over in Fair Play. So, Paul, good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got Bill. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha, KO4ACA. And Bill's down in Greenville. So, Bill, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And last but not least in that group, we've got Doug. That's Kilo 4 Delta Bravo Sierra, K4DBS. And, Doug, good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time just over the border into Georgia. So, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to get you in the logs. Appreciate you taking the time tonight. All right, we'll get one more call here for the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, and the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR or net control.
4HR. Send out a turn, please, sir. Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India, name's Don. Check my wife in Linda. Kilo Golf 4 Quebec Lima, Quebec. We're in Piedmont. We'll just be in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
KK4HR. Kilo 4 Sierra Uniform Golf, K4HQT, Ray Traveler's Rift. No traffic, no chew, I got to go, and I told you to get in and give you a count.
Here for the Alpha through Delta group on this Saturday night for the 30th of May. So, again, appreciate those folks. Don, hadn't heard you, but definitely good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. No problem being out of turn. Always glad to hear you. Up first, I'd like to welcome Don. That's KG4PFI, Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India. And Don brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Linda. That's Kilo Golf 4 Quebec Lima, Quebec, KG4QLQ. And Don, definitely no problem on securing early. Definitely appreciate you taking the time to check in with us and get you logged in here. And up, another station I hadn't talked to in quite a while, but again, Ray, that's probably just my fault. As I say, every Saturday night I don't keep the radio on quite as much as I need to. Haven't been in the shack quite as much as I need to either. But K4SUG, Ray, definitely good to hear you. I know some folks were asking about you the other night on the repeater, hadn't heard you, and wanted to find out how you were doing and make sure you are doing okay and to hear your voice on the repeater. So definitely good to hear you, sir. Hope you and the family are doing well. Go ahead and move down the alphabet just a little further. Echo through Hotel, E through H, and the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR, net control. Please check in KJ4HR18 and KJ4KOX. My wife, Robbie, Greenville, downtown. No traffic, no comments.
In Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, and he'll be negative and negative also. Thanks for calling the net.
2HR. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu, November, Harry in Keller, North Carolina, negative, negative tonight, Mike, thanks.
Please check in WB4, Fox Echo Echo, Dan, over Northern Simpsonville, in and out, please.
Get that group to go ahead and stand by, if I could. Let me see. I missed the last two or three. But let me go ahead and acknowledge the stations that I had there, and we'll get everybody acknowledged here and logged in. Give me just a minute. Some folks were a little bit down in the noise, and some were my fault. I couldn't get Richard. I need your call sign one more time, if I could.
4, Foxtrot, Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard Northwest Anderson County, flat nine. Thank you, Mike.
Go ahead and acknowledge the folks that I had there. For some reason, I typed in KJ4FTU, and I knew that wasn't right. Sorry about that, Richard. But let me acknowledge the stations that I have in there, and those folks that I don't acknowledge, definitely come back. We'll get you logged in here. But first, we had Gene. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Hotel India Alpha, KJ4HIA. And Gene brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Robbie. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Kilo Oscar X-Ray, KJ4KOX. And then up next, we had Miss Wendy. That's Kilo November 4 Hotel Tango Papa, KM4HTP. And Wendy's one of our other net controllers. So, Wendy, appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. And she brings along with her husband, Mark. That's Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJV. So, Wendy, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next in my log, I've got Harry. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN. Harry up in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, always good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with me. And then here's about where my log kind of got all messed up. So I've got Richard. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4FTU. And I know I missed a couple right there. So if those stations would recheck with me, over.
WB4 Fox Echo Echo Dan over Northern Simpsonville. Dan Control.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, that's KL4CKT, my name's John, and my location is in Honey Pipe, South Carolina, and good evening to everyone on the net. That'll be short time.
4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Kilo 4, Golf Alpha Tango, Mike in Simpsonville, no traffic, no comment.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge Steam Internet. Okay, I think I've got everybody and then the additional check-ins that came in with that group, so not a problem at all. And Dan and John, I apologize for messing up your calls. I got Richard messed up, and then I couldn't catch back up with my logging people in, but I appreciate your patience and making sure you got logged back in here. Again, not a problem on your side. Definitely was on mine. I just got my fingers all tied up trying to fix Richard's call sign in the log, and then kind of missed when both you and John checked in, Dan. Sorry about that. But we got you in here now correctly. So that's Whiskey Bravo 4, Foxtrot Echo Echo. And that's Dan over in Simpsonville. So, Dan, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And up after Dan, we've got John. That's Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, KF4CKT. And, John, good to hear you from over in Honey Pass. It's been a while since I heard you as well, but definitely good to hear you and get you in the logs here. Up next, we've got Gene. That's Whiskey 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, W4FHJ. Then same thing, Gene. Hadn't heard you in a while, so definitely good to hear your voice and get you logged in here as well. And last but not least, we've got another mic over in Simpsonville. That's Kilo 4 Golf Alpha Tango, K4GAT. And, Mike, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us and get logged in here as well. All right, we'll get one more group for the Echo Through Hotel group. E through H, and the suffix of your calling. Wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control. Everybody for Echo Through Hotel and checking the Echo Link node. I've got our stations acknowledged up there, so we'll move to India through Lima. I through L, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
For HR. Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative and send 73s for each one of you.
HR. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Mike. Good evening to you and your family. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
HR. Please check in Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John at Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you for hosting the net. 73s to everyone.
K4HR. Good to hear you calling the net again. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Hope everyone out there has a good night. 73.
K4HR. Please check in WD4KTI, Whiskey Delta 4 Red, QTH is Lyman, South Carolina. 73. Negative and negative, by the way.
4HR. India 4, Lima, Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Again, another good group of check-ins here. Up first, we'd like to welcome James. That's Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, KK4JFO. And James is up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And James, always good to hear you. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got our buddy Sid. That's Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. And Sid, appreciate the salutations for this family, and hope yours is doing as well. All this craziness going on right now. Hope you and yours are surviving through this, and we'll come out better on the other side, is my hope anyway. But Sid, definitely good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Up next, we've got John over in Paris Mountain. That's Kilo Echo 4, Juliet Romeo Kilo, KE4JRK. John, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And up next, we've got Larry. And Larry, good to hear you. It's always good to hear a friendly voice on the repeater for sure. And, you know, it's this stuff's got us all kind of quarantined up and can't get out. You know, I think one of the aspects we always talk about with ham radio is the social face-to-face aspect, and I haven't been able to do that quite as much, and missing a little bit of that. So hopefully once this is all squared away, we can get out there and start doing some more of those face-to-face QSOs. But definitely, Larry, appreciate you checking in with us. We got Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec, and Larry brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Donna. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. Larry, good to hear you tonight. Appreciate you bringing Miss Donna along. Up next in the group, we've got Fred. That's Whiskey Delta 4 Kilo Tango India, KD4KTI. And Fred's over in Lyman, South Carolina. So, Fred, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And up last but not least in that group, we've got our buddy Andy up on Table Rock. That's KI4LZI, Kilo India 4 Lima, Zulu, India. And Andy, always good to hear you. Super strong signal in the repeater, but that's really no surprise for you for most nights. But it's always good to hear you, so appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. All right, we'll slide down the alphabet just a little bit further. For Mike through Papa, M through P, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt Minman. I'll be negative, negative.
Sure. 4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
The check-in is there for the Mike through Papa group. Up first, we'd like to welcome Walt. That's Kilo 4 Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. And Walt, always good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And up next, our buddy Pat over in Malden, K4OSH, Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. And Pat, always good to hear you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Not a problem making the repeater at all. Excellent signal. So again, always good to hear your voice. So good to get you logged in here. All right, we'll give one more call for Mike through Papa, M through P in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Well, normally means we have everybody, and again, checking the Echolink node, looks like we have all our stations signed in there, acknowledged, so we'll slide to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Control. Check in, Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Edmund, and I'll hang around.
Have that group to yourself, and that's not a problem at all, that check-in group at least. But I'd like to welcome you to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We've got Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, KM4RJN. And John definitely got you marked down for a comment or two, so we'll be back to you at the RAG2 portion to find out how your day was. All right, we'll give one more call, Quebec through Tango, before we move on down the alphabet. Q through T in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR, Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry, and also Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel, Sierra Ronda. We're in Easley, and we're in and out tonight. Good evening to you and everybody on the frequency.
4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Tonight, like to welcome Larry. That's Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, KC4SKD. And Larry, looks like this might be the first time you checked in with me, but that's not a problem at all. But appreciate you checking in, and also bringing Miss Rhonda along. That's Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, KG4AHA. Goodness, sorry about that, getting her call all twisted up here. Let me try that one more time. Kilo Golf 4 Alpha Hotel Sierra, or KG4AHS. That's Miss Rhonda. So, again, Larry, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to get a new call sign in the log and bringing Miss Rhonda along as well. And definitely feel free to come back and check in as often as you can. All right, we'll go ahead and move down the alphabet just a little further to the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z in the suffix of your call. If you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. In Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November, K4VKN. This is Alan. I'm in Piedmont, and we're negative and negative. Good evening to everybody on the net.
Please check in and out. It's been a while. Kilo, Juliet 4, Uniform, Hotel X-Ray, Jamie. Also, my proxy, Kilo, Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina. We're at Chesney. Check us in and out, please. Thank you, sir.
Check-ins. This is a good group of check-ins there as we get to the bottom half of the hour here with our Uniform Through Zulu group, our ever-patient group on a Saturday night. Up first, I'd like to welcome Alan. That's K4VKN, Kilo 4 Victor, Kilo November. And Alan, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. Always good to hear you. And up next, another voice I hadn't heard from for a while, but goodness, Jamie, yeah, definitely good to hear you, sir. Appreciate you taking the time to check in from Chesney, and definitely got you logged in here. Jamie's call, for those that don't remember, Kilo Juliet 4 Uniform Hotel X-Ray, KJ4UHX, and Jamie brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Serena. That's Kilo Juliet 4 Yankee Lima November, KJ4YLN, and Jamie, definitely good to hear you. Don't be a stranger, sir. Definitely come back and check in again as often as you can. Again, definitely good to hear you. Voice from the past. so to speak. But, again, I'm sure you've heard I haven't had the radio on quite as much as I need to, but definitely good to hear some familiar voices. So appreciate you checking in and bringing Miss Sabrina along. All right, we'll give one more call, Uniform through Zulu, before we open it up to the big group. U through Z in the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. We have everybody in the Uniform through Zulu group for the moment, so we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call, and you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative, negative. And I agree with Larry, it's always good to hear you calling that, Mike. Appreciate you doing it.
4HR, I'd like to welcome Dave at W4DJW, our net control manager and scheduler and general wrangler of cats, to get all our net control activities going. But again, Dave, it's always fun. Like I say, it gives me a chance to get on the radio. It kind of forces me to get on the radio. I shouldn't say force. That's kind of like a misnomer. But it gives me an opportunity to get on the radio that I wouldn't normally take, I guess. Again, it's always fun to get in here and see, again, the voices. Like I say, I hadn't heard Jamie in a while, a couple other calls, so it's definitely fun to hear the voices. I'm hoping this quarantine stuff ends pretty soon, though, because I'm going to need to do some face-to-face QSOs. I know a lot of us like to talk on the radio, but I think food, talk, and face-to-face a lot of times kind of enhance our hobby as well. But, again, Dave, appreciate everything you do for the net, and I appreciate you checking in with us tonight. For call here before you secure the formal portion of the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. You wish to check in at the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Long pause means we have all the check-ins for the moment, so again, we'll try and keep the net open for a little while longer after we secure the formal portion. So this is AK4HR now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks to all stations that have checked in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the rag chute portion of the net with periodic additional stops between for check-ins between rag chutes. And currently it looks like I just got one station signed in for rag chute, but that could always change later. But KN4RJN, John, how was your day, sir? I'll go ahead and dust off the stump, and we'll find out what you've got going on.
This is KN4RJN. Evening, Matt. What's going on in your world?
It's actually a busier day than most. Helped the family friend move today, and you know, I only do that like once or twice a year, but for some reason, over the feast or famine, over the last couple of weeks, I've had a couple of people ask to just kind of move some furniture or some help rearranging like a storage shed. I forget how old I get. It doesn't bother me when I'm doing it, but later in the afternoon, I kind of feel it. So, but we got her all moved in and settled, and she was unpacking when I left, unpacking some boxes. So a busier Saturday than most. Of course, now I'm neglecting some chores around here that I'll probably have to finish up tomorrow. Over.
That I said, Matt. Excuse me, Mike. I hear you got your third party traffic in the background there quieted down.
Early warning system most of the time. I've got four little dogs, two chihuahuas, a terrier mix, and then a chow mix. And they were all stray, and they strays that we've adopted over the past few years. And love them all, but they don't listen. None of them seem to want to listen, and they always seem to, as soon as I start talking on the radio or a conference call or anything, they want to kind of put their approval spark, and they have a very limited world out the front door, so they'll look out the window, and if somebody comes in that field of view, doesn't matter if I'm talking or sleeping or doing just about anything, they go from dead quiet to kill mode almost overnight, or at the flip of a switch. Over.
Roger, my Erna is currently sleeping in her bed next to my desk here. But, yeah, she does the same thing. She'll look out the window, and she sees somebody, you know, and it's, you know, 50, 75 yards from the house down to the street, and I got a long driveway, and she sees somebody down there, she'll start barking her head off. And somebody comes down here into my office, and as soon as she hears somebody on the steps, she starts barking, whether it's my wife, my granddaughter, it doesn't matter who it is. and she's seen them before, but she'll start barking at them. But right now she's conked out on her bed next to my desk, so she's not making any noise. But somebody comes down those steps, she'll start doing that. She's a 50, 60-pound boxer mix that was a rescue that we adopted.
Just, I think all of our lives have always been rescues, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with purebreds. My son has a lab they bought that was a purebred, but we've always had good luck with our rescue dogs. You know, they just, I guess we also have a cat that my daughter conned me into as well. I'm not sure exactly. Actually, that's how I ended up with all four dogs. They came in from the daughter or the wife, or, you know, we found this and we couldn't live without it. We just want to take care of it kind of thing. So, and I'm a sucker for those kind of stories, but, you know, again, wouldn't take anything. Some days wouldn't take anything for them, and some days I'm just like, y'all need to stop. And today was one of those days. We've got some new neighbors that just moved in, and they've got a couple of young children, which our street had kind of gone through that cycling, I guess, that all of us do, where our kids had grown up, neighbors' kids had grown up, and now we're kind of cycling through and getting some new neighbors with younger children. So they're running up and down the street and playing, and the dogs aren't quite used to that. So they'll calm down eventually once they get used to seeing the kids on the street. And, again, it's kind of what their job is, I guess, is to let us know there's something going on outside the house, just to kind of give us an idea so we can check if we need to, or, you know, make sure one of the kids isn't hurt, that kind of thing. So definitely can't fault them for that. It's just when I'm on the radio or on the phone, it's a little more inopportune time for it to happen.
I understand completely. My office is down here in the basement. I finished the basement, and that's where the ham shack office, TV room, and everything else that I've got down here. And I can't see out the front of the house, so the dog alerts me when we get deliveries, because if somebody pulls into the driveway, she hears it, and she'll start barking. Or, you know, if somebody drops a package off on the front porch, she hears that from down here, and she'll start barking. So, yeah, I understand that, and I've got three cats, all came, all rescues from the same place. My wife was on their website looking and saw this dog, and I didn't even want a dog, and now I'm the emotional support human for this dog. She won't leave my side, so, yeah, she's kind of wormed her way in, and it's, yeah, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah, I've never actually had a dog that was quote-unquote mine, but I think I know what you're talking about the emotional support human. I've got a little white terrier that my daughter had, again, I won't say con, because I knew the story wasn't quite true when she brought the dog in and told me we were only going to babysit the dog or foster the dog for 2 weeks and then was going back to its original owner. But, you know, pretty much once they come in the house. But I've never had one that was quite mine before or had attached to me, but this little white terrier follows me everywhere. And you know, the other dogs, as long as I feed them and, you know, make sure they've got a bed to sleep in, they're okay. But and, you know, he's usually under my feet, not currently in here, but typically he's under my feet or wants to go for a ride anywhere I go. And I've never had a dog that did exactly that. I mean, normally I could bring them in the car with me or whatever, but he, like, avidly wants to go everywhere I go. So I kind of have nicknamed him my white shadow, just because he does tend to follow me everywhere. And, you know, I've always had dogs that were quote-unquote mine, but he is definitely a little more, I won't say dependent, but he seems like he needs me just as much as I need him, kind of a thing.
I understand that. Unfortunately, I'm also the emotional support human for one of the cats, too. So it's like they fight for space on the bed whenever I lay down for a nap in the afternoon. And then when I go to bed at night, it's, you know, they're jockeying for space on top of me. So, yeah, I understand that.
Want to enjoy any of this weather, nice weather we're having?
Well, there's a whole lot of work that's got to be done out in the yard. I got a tree down back out back that I got to chop up and get rid of, and we've been trying to tame the back 40, as it were. There's a lot of trees and weeds and whatnot, and I've still got to a fair amount of mulch I got to spread, so enjoy is not exactly the word I would say, but yeah, I've been getting out. My wife asked me if I was going to mow today, and I thought, I'm going to wait till my neighbor Charlie mows, and then Charlie got his butt out there and started mowing. I thought, well, damn, now I'm going to have to get out there and mow it tomorrow, I guess.
Char, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, then the rag chew portion with KM4RJN, John. And, it's strange. I'm not sure where that unwritten rule came from that, you know, when the neighbor mows their yard, you have to mow your yard. But it seems that, we, you know, like clockwork, we can start at the top of the street and just kind of follow it down to the street. Of course, I'm the weak link in the chain this week, so I haven't cut mine just because we've got so much rain. But it'll probably happen tomorrow afternoon when everything kind of calms down a little bit. We get back to the normal things that are going on, but I've got it planned for tomorrow, so we'll see exactly how far that goes. But I'm the same way. I wouldn't say there was a movie reference. I think it was Office Space, and it said you've been missing a lot of work. And he said I wouldn't say I've been missing it, but that's kind of the way it is. You know, it's that kind of a. You know, I appreciate it once it's done, but I'm not really enjoying it during the work itself, I guess. But it'll eventually get done.
Well, I use the excuse that I've got a lot of clover in my yard and little white flowers and the bees like that. So I'm saying I'm trying to save bees by not mowing the grass that often.
That clover honey, right? That's like some big money honey, I think, or something. That's one of the specialty ones, I guess. I'm not a big honey connoisseur, so I can't really say. But I know what you mean, though, about the honeybees and stuff. And I was going to say, you don't actually do bee keeping or anything like that, do you?
Oh, I just use them as an excuse not to mow the grass very often.
As good as any as I've heard, so, you know, it's not, no, but I had seen something, and I was going to, well, I shouldn't say seen something, but I'd kind of seen this new hive, you know, of course, everything, you know, they say is new isn't really new, but it was like a new way to collect honey from the hive, where basically they have I don't know what the material is, but it's like a pre-made honeycomb that's movable, and so there's a lever on the outside of the hive so you don't actually have to smoke the bees. And as sticky and stuff as honey is, I can't imagine that it would work very well, but apparently they sell a lot of them. They're very expensive hives, but I was just wondering if something like that would even work. But I thought it was an interesting take on a beehive after seeing, you know, the work it takes to, you know, smoke the bees and remove the hive, or remove the, I don't know the terminology, but remove the honeycomb out, you know, fill the mason jars with the honey and the honeycombs and that kind of stuff, if that was actually something that was feasible. They say it is, but again, that could just be marketing. Over.
KM4RJN. Yeah, I saw something, it's been a while, but the hive made in such a way that the honey would drip down into a little chute. And you just flip a lever and put the jar underneath there, and you don't have to remove the honeycomb out. And it just, you know, the honey just flows down into the jar, and then you have to flip the lever and turn it off, put the jar in there and open it up and just let it flow on down. And I thought, well, that's clever. I don't know if that would work either, but they, you know, showed a video of it doing it. So, you know, maybe, I don't know. I'm not a beekeeper, so I couldn't say.
I'm not either. I know if you get one drop of honey on the side of a spoon on a Saturday morning breakfast, it gets all over everything and makes it sticky. So I don't, like I say, I don't know. I would think it would become a sticky mess over time. But, you know, there's a reason the old methods work, and people have stuck with them so long. So, but anyway. But did you have any more comments for us tonight, John?
No, I'm just trying to stretch this out and wait for second shift to show up. So I'll back on out of here, look and see if anybody else is waiting to hop in here, and I'll say 73's to you and good chatting to you. KN4RJN, I am clear.
No problem at all. I definitely appreciate you hanging out to see if we can get the second shift in here. You know, it's always tough to tell on a Saturday night. you know, especially during, like, different times of the year. Like, football season is always fun because, you know, people are moving in and out with the beginning and ending of football games and, you know, other stuff going on throughout the year. But definitely enjoyed the chat, John. We'll definitely chat again. 73, my friend. We'll definitely talk again soon. All right, this is AK4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net tonight. Looking for additional check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Not sure if that was a station trying to check in or Miss Key or exactly what, but we'll go ahead and give one more call here before we secure the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. 4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Haven't missed anyone for comments or check ins. Please call AK4HR, net control. HR, looking for final call for check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, and the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. I believe Mark, W2MJB, is scheduled to call the net tomorrow night, and I know he would appreciate you coming back and checking in with him. Fill up his log as well. Please stand by for my net report. Over. AK4HR now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for all stations who have taken the time to check in. Remember and do your best and try and keep that magic RF smoke inside your components where it belongs and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to its normal amateur use. 73, God bless, good night.